الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب وجوب تعلم القرآن وتفهمه واستماعه والتغليظ على من ترك ذلك. The chapter on the obligation of learning the Quran, understanding it and listening to it attentively. The chapter on the obligation of learning the Quran, understanding it and listening to it attentively, and having sternness upon those who leave this. And having sternness, being harsh upon those who leave this. وَقَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى And the statement of Allah the Most High. وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقَرًا وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقَرًا And the statement of Allah the Most High, the meaning of which is, But we have set veils on their hearts, so they understand it not. And so they are not able to understand the Quran, and there is deafness in their ears. And there is deafness in their ears. The verse continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَيَّرَوْ كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا وَيَّرَوْ كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا And if they were to see every sign, if they were to see every evidence and every proof, they will not believe in it. And if they were to see every sign and every proof, they will not believe in it. They will not believe in it. So the heart is the place for understanding, and it is the place for knowledge and recollection and thinking and intelligence and sins and misguidance and deviation. Preferring desires will stain and taint the heart and blacken the heart until a person is not able to understand. It's not able to have an understanding. The knowledge will be presented to him clearly, and he will not benefit from that. He will not be able to hear it in a manner that is beneficial, and therefore he will not be able to comprehend, and they will not seek into his heart. He will not seek into his heart. The people of knowledge, they mentioned about hearing, السَّمَعُ ثَلَاثُ مُرَاتِبٍ And he's listening here, listening to the truth, or listening to something in general. It happens in three stages. سَمَعُ الْأُذُنْ وَسَمَعُ الْقَلْبِ وَسَمَعُ الْقَبُولِ وَالْإِجَابَةِ سَمَعُ الْأُذُنْ وَالسَّمَعَ الْقَلْبِ وَالسَّمَعَ الْقَبُولِ وَالْإِجَابَةِ Listening, it occurs in these three levels. Listening with the ears, this is one aspect. And listening with the heart is another aspect. And the third aspect is the type of listening that entails acceptance and compliance and responding and answering to that which one heard. So there's a difference between these affairs. A person, maybe he will hear something, and he will not benefit from that. He will simply hear it in his ears. And it will, as they mention, as is mentioned here, it will go in one ear and out the other. It will go in one ear and out the other. And there's a narration in reference to this in the end of this chapter. We take it, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And they do not benefit from that which they hear. That which they hear. They have no concern for it or care for it. So even if they hear it, they do not hear it in a manner that's beneficial. They do not hear it in the manner that's been beneficial until it goes in the ear, until a person he hears and he listens attentively and it goes into his heart. And even then, a person along with that is not sufficient. He has to accept that which he has heard and that which he has comprehended, and then comply and answer and respond and act accordingly. And this is from the guidance and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for those whom Allah does not guide, He does not allow them to hear. He does not allow them to hear in a manner that is beneficial, and their hearts will become locked. Their hearts will become locked, and they will not have understanding in the religion. This is the trait and the characteristic of the hypocrites and the disbelievers. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي أَذَانِهِمْ وَقَرًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا That we have placed veils on their hearts, coverings on their hearts, so they do not understand. So they're not able to understand the Quran. And there's deafness in their ears. يعني صمم يعني the وقر يعني صمم وثقل Something in their ear prohibiting them from hearing in a manner that's beneficial. Prohibiting them from hearing in the manner that is beneficial. So they cannot hear the truth nor comprehend it properly. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا And if they were to see with their eyes every verse in front of their face, every evidence, every proof, every clear sign in front of their face, they will not believe. They will not believe. So these people, they have been turned away from understanding. They have been turned away from understanding because of their sins and because of their deviation, waliyadhu billah, and they are not able to hear the truth, nor able to comprehend the truth, nor are they able to see the truth, even if it's in front of them, even if they themselves, they can hear, and if they themselves, they can think, and they themselves, they can ponder and reflect, and also they are able to see with their eyes, they will not be able to see the truth. They will not be able to see the truth. Their hearts are covered with sin, and they're covered with a veil that prohibits them from this affair. So in this manner, they, in the end, they deny al-ayat al-shar'iyyah and al-ayat al-kawniyyah. They deny all of them. They deny all of the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The al-ayat al-shar'iyyah, yani al-ayat al-matluwa, al-Qur'aniyyah. The recited verses and signs and evidences and proofs of the Quran, the legislative signs and proofs and evidences which are recited from the verses of the Quran. They deny them. They are not able to hear them in a manner that's beneficial, and therefore they cannot comprehend. And understand properly what is intended. What is intended? And the point here is that this is very blameworthy. And also al-ayat al-kawniyyah al-qadariyyah, the universal signs that are decreed in the creation. Also, if they see them in front of their faces, they do not believe. They do not believe. So they have belied these ayat in this manner. So this is a stern warning for this affair, to not be like them. To not be like them. These people who have veils and covers on their hearts. These people who have deafness in their ears whenever it comes to the truth and the beneficial knowledge that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These people who are not able to see the haqq, even if it's clearly in front of their faces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about the likes of these people in more than one verse in His book. And from that, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And whenever our verses are recited to him, whenever our ayat, our proofs and verses, our clear signs and evidences are recited to him, قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. He said, these are stories of the ancients. And these are stories of before. These are just old made-up stories and folklore and the likes like this. And this is not the truth. And this is how they look at the verses of the Qur'an. They perceive them to be some stories that are made up of the previous generations that have passed by. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies the reality that that's not the truth. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Rather, no, that is not the reality. Nay, but it is ran. It is a covering and a veil. Their hearts are tainted from sins that has engulfed and covered their hearts because of the deeds that they used to earn. Because of the deeds that they used to earn. So this is very blameworthy. This is very blameworthy. So the author, he says, rahimahullah, wa qala ta'ala, inna sharra ad-dawabi 'inda Allahi as-sumul bukmul ladina la yaqilun. And his statement, the most high, verily the worst of living creatures with Allah are the deaf and the dumb who understand not. Yani the deaf and the dumb who do not understand. Yani they have no fiqh, they have no understanding, they have no intelligence. They don't understand the truth. If they understand anything, it's from the material aspect and from the physical perspective of this life. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know the physical aspect and that which is apparent from the worldly life, the material issues that are tangible in front of their faces. And as for the hereafter, then they are in a great state of heedlessness with regards to the hereafter. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this life is a brief and short period. And the true life is the hereafter. These people have been turned away from that. And Allah mentions about them that they are the worst. That they are the worst of all creatures. The worst of the living creatures. In شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَسُمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ. وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. And Allah, He mentioned about them likewise, that had Allah known about them, if Allah had known that they were that there was good for them, and that they had good in them, then Allah would cause them to hear. And even if they heard, they would turn away while they are in opposition and they reject. Meaning these people, these type of people here, Allah has decreed that they will not hear and they will not see the truth and they will not benefit. So this issue goes back to the command of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla, يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah, He guides whom He wills and He leads astray whom He wills. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. سبحانه وتعالى برحمته وفضله تبارك وتعالى ويضل من يشاء بحكمته وعدله تبارك وتعالى. Allah, he guides whom he wills out of his grace and his mercy, and he leads astray whom he wills out of his wisdom and justice. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those whom Allah guides, he opens their hearts and opens their ears and opens their eyes, and they become alive. They wake up to the reality and to the truth of that which the prophets and messengers were sent with, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and the seerah of them, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will begin to have basirah, insight in their heart. This basar with the eyesight, but the true sight is the vision of the heart. It's called basirah. If Allah wills to guide someone, he will grant them basirah in their heart. And they will begin to realize the truthfulness of the prophets and messengers and the benefit of believing in them and following that which they have come with, and the dangers and harms of opposing them and denying them or rejecting them. And then he will start to prepare for the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this manner, he will begin traversing on the straight path. فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. And whomsoever Allah wills to guide, whomever Allah he wants to guide, he will open his chest to al-Islam. So these verses here are great threats and warnings. إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ السُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Indeed, the worst of creatures with Allah Azza wa Jal are those who are deaf and dumb. And they are not able to hear the truth and benefit from it, and they are not able to speak it likewise. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ. And if Allah knew good in them, then he would have caused them to hear. وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. And if they were to actually hear it, they would still turn away and reject the truth and rebel in opposition. After this verse here, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. O you who believe, respond to Allah and to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever they call you to that which will give you life. So the true life is the life of responding to the call of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this manner, a person, he comes to life. So before that, he'll be deaf, he'll be blind, he'll be misguided, he'll be misled, he'll be living a life of an animal, seeking pleasure and seeking to fulfill his desires and seeking happiness from any means that he can find. And the means that he takes to find that pleasure is short-lived and followed with bitter and great hardship and difficulties. But the true life is in responding to Allah Azza wa Jal, in believing in Allah and the last day, and in following the Quran and studying the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the point is now that after mentioning these people here that are misguided from the worst of creatures, then Allah, he calls the people, he calls those who believe to respond to Allah and to respond to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever they call you to that which will give you life. So life, it lies in responding to the call of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and complying, to listening to the truth and comprehending it and understanding it in the heart, and then complying to that and responding to that which that requires and necessitates an application. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ. And you must know that Allah, He will come between a person and his heart, meaning the guidance is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And to Allah you are going to return and be gathered and taken to account. After this, the author, he says, وَقَوْلُهُ, and the statement of Allah the Most High, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And his statement, the Most High, but whosoever turns away from my reminder, meaning neither does he believe in the Quran nor acts according to its teachings, then verily for him is a life of hardship, and we shall raise him up blind on the day of resurrection. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, يعني ذِكْرِي meaning the Quran. The Quran is the dhikr. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Then indeed he's going to have a life of hardship. ضَنْك يعني meaning ضَيِّك, يعني tight, problematic, much stress, much worry, much problems, no ease. And the lies cite this. This is the result of turning away from the Quran. This is the result of turning away from the Quran. And before this verse here, Allah, He mentions, فَإِمَّا يَتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدَى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَظِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَامًا قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي عَامًا وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا وَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى وَلِيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ. And whoever turns away from my remembrance, and whoever turns away from the Quran and the revelation that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he's going to have this stressful, tight life, a troublesome life, a bothered life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَامًا. And we're going to resurrect him on the day of resurrection blind. He'll be resurrected blind. And then he will say, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي عَامًا. Oh my Lord, why did you resurrect me blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. In the worldly life, I was able to see. Why am I resurrected blind while in the worldly life I was able to see? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا وَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. That like this, my verses came to you and you forgot them and you neglected them. You turned away from them as if you were blind and deaf and did not hear them. So likewise, on this day, you'll be left and you'll be neglected. You'll be left and you will be neglected. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he mentioned this verse here. فَإِمَّا يَتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ اتَّبَأَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَظِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. And whenever some guidance comes to you from me, then whoever follows my guidance, then he will not go astray, nor will he be miserable. He will not go astray, nor will he be miserable. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he says, تَكَفَّرَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ أَلَّا يَضِلَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا أَلَّا يَضِلَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَشْقَى فِي الْآخِرَةِ. That Allah has made takaffur, and He promised and guaranteed that whoever reads the Quran and applies that which is found therein, then he will not go astray in this worldly life, and nor will he be miserable in the hereafter. Nor will he be miserable in the hereafter. So the guidance that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran specifically, and likewise the Sunnah, in learning this and following this, is all happiness and success and felicity and goodness, peace and tranquility and ease. Peace and tranquility and ease. It is by way of sincere and true faith. It is by way of sincere and true faith and the application of that faith. And all misery and misguidance and hardship and sorrow and grief and worry comes from turning away from that faith. Comes from turning away from that faith. Even this verse here is in Surah Taha. And Allah, He mentioned in the beginning of that chapter, Taha, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. That, O Prophet, we have not revealed this Quran to you in order for you to be miserable. That means, rather, in order لِتَسْعَد. So the Quran was not revealed for the people to be in misery, but rather for them to be in happiness and joy. That's the understanding of the verse. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى بَلْ لِتَسْعَد. بَلْ لِتَسْعَد. Rather to rejoice and to be happy. We did not reveal the Quran to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you can be miserable in a state of unhappiness and misery and problem. Meaning rather it was revealed in order for you to be in a state of happiness and joy. For you to be in a state of happiness and joy. This verse here in Surah Al-Taha, the one the author he mentioned, Rahimahullah, Ibn Qayyim, he says, Rahimahullah, about this verse, وَوَصْفُهُ بِالْعَمَى الَّذِي هُوَ ضِدُّ الْهُدَى وَبِالْمَعْسِيَةِ وَبِالْمَعِيشَةِ الضَّنْكِ الَّتِي هِيَ ضِدُّ السَّعَادَةِ فَوَصْفُهُ بِالْعَمَى الَّذِي هُوَ ضِدُّ الْهُدَى. So here he's described this person here as being blind, which is the opposite of guidance. A person is blind. The opposite of being blind is being guided, knowing the right way. And also describing this person here as having a ma'isha al-dhank, as having a miserable, tight, constrained, problematic life, alati hiya diddu as-sa'ada, which is contrary, the opposite of as-sa'ada, happiness and joy. So then he said, rahimahullah, فَكِتَابُ اللَّهِ أَوَّلُهُ هِدَايَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ سَعَادَةٌ. So therefore, the book of Allah, the first of it is guidance, and the last of it is happiness and joy. And in the beginning of the book, whenever you begin to study it, you will find guidance. And that will lead you to everlasting bliss and happiness. Everlasting bliss and happiness. وَكَلَامُ الْمُعَارِضِينَ لَهُ بِعُقُورِهِمْ أَوَّلُهُ ضَلَالٌ وَآخِرُهُ شَقَاوَةٌ. And the statements of those who oppose the Quran with their intelligence. With their intelligence, the first of that is misguidance, and the end of that is misery. So the point of mentioning these verses here is to clarify the dangers of turning away from the Quran and not listening to it nor learning it and not believing in it and following it. So these affairs are incumbent. If this is the outcome of those who turn away from the Quran, they do not have care for learning it. They do not listen to it. They do not ponder over it. They do not reflect on it. They do not implement it in their life. This is the outcome. They'll be resurrected blind. Their hearts will be closed. They will have seals on their ears and their eyes. They will not be able to see the truth. They will not be able to comprehend. They are worse than animals. They are worse than the animals and the likes. And so therefore, this is a clarification of that it's an obligation to learn to be safe, to learn the Quran and to study the Quran and to ponder and reflect over the Quran and to apply and abide by the legislation that is found in the Quran in order to be safe from this misguidance, in order to be from the best of the creation. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَارِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. That indeed those who disbelieve from the people of the book and the pagans and polytheists, they will be abide in the hellfire, in the blazing hellfire. فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَارِدِينَ فِيهَا, abiding therein for eternity. أُولَئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. These people, they're the worst of the creation. The Jews and the Christians and the pagans, they're the worst of the creation. That's what's being referred to in this verse in Surah Anfal. إِنَّ شَرُّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الصُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Those people, the worst of the creatures with Allah, the worst of the creation with Allah are these people here. Those who turn away from faith, those who turn away from Iman, those who reject the Quran, those who reject the Sunnah and the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their different categories. Whether they're Jews or whether they're Christians or whether they're pagans or polytheists or atheists, this is the outcome. They do not see the truth nor do they hear it. They do not comprehend it, so they cannot follow it and believe in it. So they're the worst of the creation. And this is from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no doubt guidance is the favor of Allah. But there are means that one he must strive to obtain, and that is to seek knowledge and to have concern, just to seek knowledge and to have concern for learning the truth and abiding by it. And likewise, misguidance also is from the decree of Allah, but there are means that lead to that, and from that is turning away from the Quran and following one's desires and rejecting the truth whenever it comes and whenever it's clear, and preferring one's customs and the ways of his forefathers and the ways of his forefathers. After this, the author, he says, rahimahullah, an Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu an an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, mathalu ma ba'athani Allahu bihi min al-huda wal-ilmi kamathal al-ghayth al-kathir asaba arda. Abu Musa, he narrated radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the example of the guidance and knowledge which Allah has sent me with is like abundant rain falling on the earth. This is a parable from the noble parables that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has struck with regards to clarifying the knowledge of the revelation, and likewise the hearts of the people in accepting that knowledge or rejecting it. The example of the guidance and knowledge with which Allah has sent me. The example of the guidance and knowledge with which Allah has sent me is like abundant rain falling on the earth. Here the knowledge is being likened to the rain. But even the word that is used here, كَمَثَلِ الْغَيْثِ. كَمَثَلِ الْغَيْثِ. In the Arabic language, as we all know, is very rich. And there's more than one word to refer to rain, to refer to the water that falls from the sky, from that matar. Sometimes this will be used, but here the word al-ghayth is being used. And al-ghayth is coming from a root that has the meaning of bringing relief, and bringing ease and life after hardship and distress, So that's the example. Of the knowledge and the guidance that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he was sent with, a beneficial rain that brings life to the barren lands. that brings life to the barren lands after there's a drought, after there's hardship, after there's difficulty, after the lands have been dead and not alive, then the rain will come and bring it back to life. This is the example of those hearts that at one time were dead and they were misguided and they were not alive. And then Allah favored them and blessed them and shown great mercy to them and kindness by sending the revelation and allowing their heart to accept it and to believe in it and to follow it and to implement it. So then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَكَانَ مِنْهَا نَقِيَّةٌ قَبِلَتِ الْمَاءَ فَأَنْبَتَتِ الْكَلَأَ وَالْعُشْبَ الْكَثِيرُ. So some of which, and he's referring now to the land, so some of which was fertile soil that absorbed the rainwater and brought forth vegetation and grass in abundance. Yani this is the wording of Al-Bukhari and the wording of Al-Imam Muslim rahimahumullah, Ta'ifa, فَكَانَ مِنْهَا طَائِفَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. Yani this is the naqiyya. Al-naqiyya, yani ta'ifa tayyiba, a good fertile soil. Yani so from the earth, there is the land which was fertile soil that absorbed the rainwater and brought forth vegetation and grass in abundance. وَكَانَتْ مِنْهَا أَجَادِبُ أَمْسَكَتِ الْمَاءَ فَنَفَعَ اللَّهُ بِهَا النَّاسِ فَشَرِبُوا وَسَقَوْا وَزَرَعُوا. And another portion of the earth was hard and held the rainwater, and Allah benefited the people with it. They utilized it for drinking, making their animals drink from it as well, and irrigation of the land for cultivation. So here are two parables of two different types of land. One of them is a type of land that kept the water and then along with that brought up benefits. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is describing that the land soaked up the water and held it and then produced fruits and vegetation and crops for the people and the animals. The second example here is a land that it was hard, but it kept the water. It held the water. So therefore, it became beneficial for others to take from that water, for the people to take from that water and the animals to take from that water, although it didn't produce any fruits or vegetation around it. So the first one has greater benefit than the second one, although both of them have benefit. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَأَصَابَتْ مِنْهَا طَائِفَةً أُخْرَىٰ إِنَّمَا هِيَ قِيْعَانٌ لَا تُمْسِكُ مَاءً وَلَا تُنْبِتُ كَلَآءً. And a portion of it was barren, meaning a third portion of the land likewise was barren, which could neither hold the water nor bring forth vegetation. And even this land here, it gives no benefit. So here are three types of lands. One of them soaks the water and brings forth vegetation and crops. The other one, it doesn't soak it up, it holds the water. It holds the water and the people are able to benefit from the water that it's holding. And the third one, neither does it soak up and bring crops, nor does it hold the water. Rather, it's a hard and harsh land. The water comes and goes. And it does not bring any benefit. So now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَذَلِكَ مَثَرُ مَنْ فَقِهَا فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ وَنَفَعَهُ مَا بَعَثِنِي اللَّهُ بِهِ فَعَلِمَ وَعَلَّمَ. So the first example is of the person who comprehends the religion of Allah and benefits from what Allah has sent me with of knowledge and learns and then teaches others. That's the first example. And then the narration continues, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explains the third example. He says, وَمَثَلُ مَنْ لَمْ يَرْفَعْ بِذَلِكَ رَأْسًا وَلَمْ يَقْبَلْ هُدَى اللَّهِ الَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ أَخْرَجَاهُ. And the last example is that of a person who does not care for it and does not accept Allah's guidance revealed through me, and he is like that barren land, and he produces no benefit for himself nor for others. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam interpreted the first type of land and the last type of land, and the second type is very clear. He's included in the first aspect. So then the lands here are three, and this is a parable of the hearts, just as the lands, they vary in how they accept and bring benefit from the rainwater. Likewise, the hearts, they vary in how they accept and bring benefit from the guidance that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some hearts, they're big, and Allah, He blesses them, and they believe, and they accept the guidance, and they study, and they learn, and they memorize. And then after that, they continue and they begin to teach and to spread the knowledge and to advise and to order the good and forbid the evil. So this is the example of the best of this ummah, those who benefit in the greatest manner from the knowledge that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the true parable of al-Rabbaniyin and Ahli al-Quran, which has preceded in the first chapter. But as well, there are those who also benefit from the guidance, but not in that great manner. And that's the parable of the second type of land that is hard, and it holds the water. So it's holding the water, and others come to the water and take from it. A man maybe come and take from the water himself for drinking, or take from the water for irrigation and for agriculture, or maybe he'll bring his animals to the water, or animals will come to the water. In any case, the water is beneficial for others. So this is the parable of a person who learns some of the knowledge that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he does not teach it. And he is not someone who comprehends it in the best manner. He's not able to clarify it for the people, although he has it. And this issue here has been referred to by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in other narrations. And from that is what is reported authentically from a number of companions, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَرُبَّ حَامِلِ فِقْهٍ لَيْسَ بِفَقِيهِ وَرُبَّ حَامِلِ فِقْهٍ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَفْقَهُ مِنْهُ. That maybe there is someone who's carrying fiqh. رُبَّ حَامِلِ فِقْهٍ. Maybe there's someone who's carrying understanding, carrying fiqh. He's carrying understanding in the religion. He's carrying knowledge. He's carrying the Quran. He's carrying the riwayat. He's carrying the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He memorized them. لَيْسَ بِفَقِيهِ. But he's not a person of fiqh. He's not a scholar, he's not a person of sound understanding. And he's carrying this knowledge, but he does not truly understand the meanings of what he's carrying in his heart. وَرُبَّ حَامِلِ فِقْهٍ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَفْقَهُ مِنْهُ. So maybe someone is carrying fiqh, but he will carry that fiqh to someone who has more fiqh than him. And maybe he's carrying knowledge, but he will carry that and deliver it to someone who understands it better than him. Maybe a person, he will memorize a verse, or memorize some narrations, and maybe he will benefit from it in general, yani, and that which is apparent. Maybe he'll be able to derive one benefit or two benefits, or one ruling or two ruling, and maybe he'll carry that same ayah or that same hadith to another person and mention it to him, and he will hear that text and he will derive from it 100 benefits or 100 different rulings and benefits and the likes like this. So maybe a person is carrying the fiqh, he's carrying the knowledge, and then he will transmit it to someone who knows more about, who has a greater understanding than him with regards to it. وَرُبَّ حَامِلِ فِقْهٍ لَيْسَ بِفَقِيهِ. And maybe someone is carrying this knowledge, and he's not a person of fiqh. And meaning he is someone who has the knowledge, but he does not truly comprehend and understand it. So this is also an indication to the person who gathered between الرِّوَايَة وَالدِّرَايَة. And a person who only simply has a riwayah, yani with regards to the narrations of the Prophet, the one who gathered between narrating the narrations and understanding them and deriving the benefits from them in rulings, and the one who simply narrates, and likewise as well a reference to that which has proceeded from the hadith of Uthman radiyallahu anhu, خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. So one of them, maybe he will learn the Quran, meaning how to pronounce it and recite it. And then he would teach them the words of the Quran, the recitation of the Quran. This is like the one who's carrying the knowledge. He's carrying the land that is carrying the water. Although he does not understand the meanings that he has, but the people come to him and take from him the recitation. Just like the people come to that water and they take from it. So it brings benefit. Although it's not like the one who is going further than that and bringing the fruit and the vegetation and bringing life and the likes that to those barren lands. And that's the example of the one who learns the recitation and the meanings. And he teaches the meanings and the rulings and the legislation that is found therein. As for the one who rejected that, then he is like that of the barren land. He did not benefit. He did not benefit whatsoever from that which was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then after this, the author says, "Wa ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhuma, an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu qala irhamu turhamu waghfiru yaghfirillahu lakum waylu lil akma'i min al-qawl wa waylu lil musirrina alladhina yusirruna ala ma fa'alu wa hum ya'lamun." Ibn Amr al-As radiyallahu anhuma, he reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Show mercy and you will be shown mercy, and forgive and Allah will forgive you. And woe to the vessels that catch words, any of the ears. Woe to those who persist and consciously continue in what they are doing, persisting upon sin while they know." The point here is, wail lil aqma'i min al-qawl. Wail is a threat. A threat of punishment and destruction. Any of there's a threat of punishment and destruction and failure. Wal-iyadhu billah. Or a dua against the person for that. Lil aqma'i min al-qawl. Al-aqma'i is the plural of qima'i. And the qima' is a funnel. A funnel. A funnel is something that's well known. It has a big opening at the top and a small opening at the bottom. And if you put something in the top of the funnel, what happens to it? It goes through and comes out the bottom. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, woe to the people like this. Al-aqma' min al-qawl. The people who treat the words like this, and the benefit that comes to them, the advice and the admonishment that comes to them, they treat it like this, as if it goes in one ear and comes out the other, just like something will go inside one end of the funnel and come out the other. Some people, they're like this. Their ears are like this. Their brains and hearts are like this. It does not go in their minds, so they reflect, and does not go into their hearts until they benefit. Rather, it goes in and out. It goes in and out. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning wail for this person. Wail, yani adab wa halak. Adab wa halak. So this is also a clarification of the dangers of not having concern for learning. For learning the Quran and learning the legislation of the Quran and learning the rulings that are found therein and learning the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning the madhahib of Salaf al-Salih, learning the fatawa and the rulings and the obligations, especially that are upon one person and how, in one day and one night, and how to perform them, and the prohibitions likewise, in order to avoid them, and in order to avoid them so that one, he can be upon a straight path, upon clarity and upon insight. Upon clarity and upon insight. If we go back to the parable that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned this great parable of the guidance that was revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ibn Qayyim in his book Miftah Dar Sa'ada, he mentioned a brief explanation of this parable, and we have read a number of explanations from this particular work for different narrations, and inshallah tomorrow we'll read the benefits that Ibn Qayyim he mentioned with regards to this. Great benefits, and how it's clearly related. This parable is clearly clarifying the issue that the author is mentioning. And likewise, these verses here. And this third person here, الَّذِي لَمْ يَرْفَعْ بِهِ رَأْسًا, the one who did not even raise his head, he showed no concern for the guidance that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These people here, they're the ones that were referred to in those verses that have preceded. They're the ones that are referred to in the verses that have preceded. The worst of mankind, the worst of the people. They're more misguided even than animals. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And the people who have seals on their hearts, and they have blocks in their ears, and they cannot see the truth even if it's clearly in front of them. And this is the example of them. So again, clarifying the obligation of learning and the obligation of striving to gain an understanding and to apply the knowledge, and the great stern warning for turning away from that. It's on two pages approximately in Miftah Dar al-Sa'ada, and I'll make them available so that we can read from it tomorrow, inshallah, in our class. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.